I wish I had never made friends with Marie. She thinks she can just boss everyone around now, including me.
It's hard to know what to say to a friend like that. Stick around, I'll share some ideas. It is a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope you're doing well too. My name is Zach. I used to have this friend in the fifth grade who loved to boss all of us around. At first, no one really minded, but after a while, everyone kind of avoided him because they didn't want to be told what to do. If you have a friend like that, well, then you should tell them you don't like it, but be sure to say it with love. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 says, "Speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ." Our story today is called Telling the Truth, Part 1. Lacey had a gloomy look on her face when she got home from school. "I'm so tired of Marie bossing me around. Sometimes I wish I hadn't bothered to be her friend."
"She's the new girl in your class, right?" asked Mom.
"I think it's good you reached out to her and helped her feel at home."
"Yeah,"
Lacey said. "But since I became her friend and made sure she was included in our games at recess, she decided to become director of the playground. She's been bossing everybody around ever since." Lacey scowled. "The girls tried to be nice and do what she wanted to do, but they're really getting sick of it. Most of them won't even play with her anymore."
"But you still play with her?" Mom asked.
"I did, but today when she complained about the other girls going off to play by themselves, I said I kind of felt like joining them, and she got mad."
Lacey sighed.
"I really wanted to tell her off, but I didn't say anything more."
"That was probably wise, but the Bible does say to tell the truth."
Lacey raised her eyebrows. "You mean I should go ahead and tell her she's selfish and bossy?"
Mom laughed.
"Not exactly. Go look up Ephesians 4:15 for a better way to tell the truth." Lacey got her Bible and returned to the kitchen. She found the verse and read it out loud. "Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ."
Lacey frowned.
"Speak the truth in love? How do I do that?"
"When you talk with Marie, your attitude should be loving, not grouchy and accusing," Mom replied. "Try to calmly explain to her why she's losing all her friends and help her realize that everyone wants a turn at deciding what to do. Tell her the truth the way Jesus would. Because you love her and want good things for her, not because you want to make her feel bad or get your own way."
Lacey nodded thoughtfully. "Okay, I'll talk with her tomorrow."
"Good," said Mom. "Ask Jesus to help you speak the truth in love, and know I'll be praying for you too."
So how about you? Do you know someone who needs to be told the truth about something they're doing? Can you do that in love? Don't just plunge right in. Pray about the problem. Read 1 Corinthians 13 again to see what love is all about. And memorize today's key verse. Then, if you're sure Jesus wants you to point out a fault to someone, do it the way he would, in love. Our key verse today is Ephesians 4:15.
"Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing every way more and more like Christ."
And our key thought for the day? Tell the truth in love. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio and share the gospel with others for generations to come. With your monthly donation to Keys for Kids, you'll help spread the good news around the world and provide daily devotionals to encourage children in their walk with Christ. Sam and Kelly share, "The devotions have been a blessing in our home for the young and the old. God has spoken to my heart many times through Keys for Kids." We need your help to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and their families. Consider giving today with a monthly donation of $5 to provide great devotionals for kids. Go to keysforkids.net and click on Donate. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.